Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is a 2003 Rookie of the Year, Mike Reynolds, and a great year last year.
Yeah, it was a fantastic year last year. Didn't really back it up like I wanted to this year, but that Rookie of the Year for Bass Fan was one of the highlights of my career, absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I got to talk to you a little bit about, you know, that wasn't a flash in the pan for you. You've been a great angler for a lot of years. You know, I remember at High Rock, you gave everybody a scare that was fishing that Bassmaster Classic, looked like you were going to win it. And, you know, you've been around for a while. You've been a tough angler for a lot of years. But Rookie of the Year, that's kind of neat. It kind of brings things together for you.
Yeah, it was kind of funny being a Rookie of the Year because I've actually fished tournaments for 20 years. And like you say, going back to High Rock Lake, the highlight of my bass fishing career, had a chance to win the Bassmaster's Classic going into the last day. The Rookie of the Year thing, though, just kind of, I don't feel like a rookie, but it was great, you know, publicity, anything with Bass Fan that you can get and get on, you know, such a premier organization. It was awesome for my career. It helped me a lot. It really did.
Well, we appreciate that, but, you know, you have to do the fishing part, and one of the things that we know about you is you're out there, you're a competitor, you're out there trying to win everything you fish, and, you know, you come from the West, so, you know, it seems like these Western anglers all of a sudden are getting be hot. You know, you look at the Dixie group, we kind of call them, the southeastern part of the country have always been a hotbed. You know, the Missouris, the Arkansas, a lot of those people have been very, very good fishermen for a lot of years, but the Western guys are starting to come into it.
Yeah, you know, the Western guys can fish as good as anybody, and what's happening, in my opinion, I believe, you know, the Western guys that are coming here are our top-notch guys, okay? You know, obviously the guys that are already set in the Southeast, they're all great fishermen and everything, but the crop of Western guys that are coming over are, you know, they're our best. They're our very best. So you're seeing, you know, the cream of the crop come from the West, and there's no doubt bass is a bass, whatever part of the country you're in, and these guys can find out, you know, figure out how to catch them no matter where they're at. And the Western guys can, you know, I look for one of them to win a classic here before too long. We've been close a few times.
Let's talk about that Western experience. You know, you guys got a lot of clear water lakes, but you also have shallow water impoundments. You've got the Delta, of course, which is big fish country, big fish country. And you know, now you come out and are able to come out here in the eastern part of the country, fish a lot of tournaments, and do well out here. I mean, is that experience out in California, do you think that helps you when you're out east?
Absolutely. One thing about California is there is a lot of clear water. Everybody pictures a California fisherman, you know, 30 feet deep with light line and stuff. But like you say, the Delta, Clear Lake, we have our shallow water fisheries, and you know, we can actually put the Delta up against any fishery really in the United States right now. It's as good as any. I mean, it's premier, and it's a tidal influence, so we have that working for us. But it's just all the different types of strategies and, you know, a lot of light line fishing. We're just kind of prepared for whatever the situation arouses. And when you're in these big tournaments like this, you know, a lot of times finesse can save you, you know, even in the shallow lakes and stuff. And a lot of these guys I noticed from the West are using their finesse tactics in a little different way, but still going about it. And it's really helps the Western guys just having all that light line experience and finesse experience. Even if we're in a, you know, a dirty water shallow lake, that finesse can still come through and, you know, save your day sometimes.
Well, you also know the power game pretty well. I know that's one of the things that you're pretty good at, and, you know, you're not afraid to pick that flipping stick up with that heavy line and go out after them. And, you know, I think that the versatility we're seeing from the California anglers, the Western anglers in particular, you know, you're starting to see that, hey, these guys know how to fish, you know, every type of technique, you know, drop shot, whatever, you can fish all those techniques. And I know it's probably played into your hands being as versatile as you are.
Very much so. The power fishing game is my game. I mean, you know, I grew up on the Delta, so I fished the Delta all my life. That's where I learned how to pitch and flip. And of course, you know, the originator of pitching and flipping is one of my competitors back there, and that's D. Thomas. So I watched him all my life, and you know, the guys on the West Coast that fish the Delta can flip and pitch as good as anybody. It's my strong point, no doubt about it. You know, last year I look back on my year and I kind of got away from my strength. It's amazing how bass fishing is. It's such a mental game and a funny game, and you start getting off on the wrong thing. And my thing has always been keep it basic, keep it simple, stick to your strengths. And, you know, you find yourself getting away from that. You look back on the year and not making the Classic or the FLW Championship. You know, I look back and it's really, I did it to myself. I got away from some of my strong points. Strength, you know, stay basic, keep it simple, enjoy what you're doing, have a lot of fun out there. It's got me where I'm at today, and I'm going back to it next year. But the flipping part of it and the power fishing, the Western guys are good at that too. You know, we learn from the best.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the travel. Of course, you know, a lot of people think, man, you live in California, you come clear out east to fish a tournament, and you go back home and fish a tournament, and, you know, the travel's got to be one of those things that probably eats at you a little bit.
Yeah, the travel's tough. Of course, we had a little accident going back through Flagstaff last year, and, you know, was real lucky to get out of that alive. You know, the Lord was watching over us, that's for sure. But the travel, I come out for the whole 3 months. You know, with Bass and FLW working kind of together now and not conflicting with each other, you know, it allows me to come out from the West Coast, make one trip to the East Coast, fish for 3 months, and then go home and then, you know, filter back for a couple of the later FLW tournaments. I honestly don't mind the travel. I'm real lucky. My girlfriend travels with me, so I've got a companion. I couldn't imagine doing it by myself. But, you know, we just cut it into 10-hour days, and, you know, we don't kill ourselves doing it. We make a vacation out of the deal.
Well, you got to like it. I mean, you know, the success you've had, of course, has been phenomenal. You know, even when you're out west, before you started fishing east, everybody knew who Mike Reynolds was. You know, you were winning big events. You were winning big tournaments out there. And now you come out east and had a spectacular year in 2003. Tell me what you got going for 2005 now. I mean, the end of 2004, 2005.
Well, you know, I don't fish a whole lot on the West Coast anymore. I fish a lot of team tournament stuff, but I'm pretty much dedicated to the East Coast for the first 4 or 5 months out of the year. So I don't get to fish the one basses and the ever snarts and stuff going on the West Coast. So, you know, I really have kind of dedicated myself to the East Coast. As far as 2005, it's going to be BASS and FLW again, and you know, whatever I can mix in between. I'm going to be, you know, just ecstatic about it. I've got a new sponsor, Dodge Trucks, which is a huge deal for me. It's really, you know, it's propelled me into another, I feel like another level, just having, you know, good people behind me and good equipment. It's going to allow me to, you know, make that travel a little bit easier. But, you know, 2005, looking to make the Classic in the FLW Championship. I'm going to fish tough, stay basic, you know, use my strengths, and just have a whole lot of fun doing it.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and it's really about the sponsors. I mean, you guys, when you're not fishing, which everybody thinks, well, it's a great life, you know, all you do is you go fishing. But in reality, it's a lot of work and boat shows and classics and, you know, being there for your sponsors when they have something, an event or, you know, a media event or whatever. You have to be there for it.
Oh, absolutely. Your sponsors are the most important thing. That's what keeps us going. I mean, it's in a real expensive sport, and to come from California, you can imagine. I'm in motels for 3 months out of the year. So, yeah, my sponsors are number one supporters. I mean, they're great people. All my companies I truly believe in, you know, they back me 100%. And, you know, I do a lot of boat shows. I work a lot of, you know, seminar-type work. I'm all over for these guys, and, you know, they're there for me. I'm there for them.
You thought about moving east. Is that one of the things might be in the plan?
Yeah, I will not move east. I love the West Coast. I've got a family out there and a lot of friends, and I like the weather. You know, it's I don't mind the traveling, and I'm going to get it to where I can, you know, fly back and forth a little bit. I've got 3 or 4 stations back here, buddies, one in Florida, one in Alabama, so I'll be able to leave the boat in certain places and fly back and forth. Once it gets towards the end of that 3 months when, you know, FLW, because once Bass is over, FLW's got a one-month spread, so I'll be flying back and forth this year, but I will not be moving to the East Coast. I'm real happy on the West Coast. I've made my name on the West Coast. I've done everything you can do on the West Coast as a bass fisherman. And when I go back there and work my shows back there, it's really neat. You know, I got a lot of fans and a lot of people supporting me back there. And on the East Coast, I'm still not I'm still not where I want to be. I'm not the name that everybody, you know, a lot of people know who Mike Reynolds is on the East Coast, but they don't, I just don't live out here, so I'm not one of the main guys. I haven't won a major tournament out here yet, so I enjoy the crowds, and it's better for my sponsors for me to be on the West Coast because that's where I'm well known.
Well, you know, when you think about all the stuff you have to do to be in this sport and all the great things are ahead for you, you know, you look at this thing, and a lot of guys, they look at the glitz and glamour. You know, you're going to be out there. Now you're going to, you know, the first events are going to be at Okeechobee, which should play pretty well because you know the Delta so well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you fished there before lots of times. So, you know, as you start to think about this as a business, it's really a much more than just going out and fishing.
Oh, it's the fishing part of it's just a small end of this business. You know, you like you say, you got Okeechobee and all that stuff. That all fits into my strengths, but you know, it is a business. It's exploding. You know, ESPN's bought BASS, of course, Walmart sponsoring FLW. I mean, two of the biggest companies that you could ever, you know, dream of, and the money is just going up, up, up. The exposure, the TV time, it's just the sport is exploding. I'm so happy to be, you know, already in, you know, where I'm at. You know, my spot in the sport is kind of already niched. You know, a guy coming up now has a hard time. You know, it's so expensive to get into a sport and, you know, like bass fishing. I mean, to get a boat and a truck. So I'm just really happy I'm in it right now when it's exploding. You know, the sport's growing. It's getting bigger. Money's going up. It's just the competition's just tough. And, you know, that's what really it's all about for us bass fishermen. The competition is the hook. It's that, you know, the blast off in the morning, that first 5-pounder in a tournament, that adrenaline rush. That's what we're all looking for. We live for it. You know, it's just, it's awesome.
one of the true gentlemen in this sport and one of the most approachable guys that I know. 2003 Bass Fan Rookie of the Year. Not much of a rookie, but you won it last year. Congratulations, and I look forward to having a great year with you this year.
Yeah, I look forward to a lot of interviews on Bass Fan this year with a lot of top 10 and top 5 finishes in all these, you know, major circuits. Thanks for doing the interview, and anytime.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.